Plug-in a Hyundai EV and the extraordinary happens. From the charged time and range in the Ioniq 5 and 6 to the adventurous spirit of the Kona Electric to the 601-horsepower Ioniq 5N, Hyundai EVs make the extraordinary electrifying. There's joy in every journey.
EPA estimated 303-mile driving range for 2024 Ioniq 5 SE SEL limited rear-wheel drive and 361-mile driving range for 2024 Ioniq 6 SE long-range rear-wheel drive with fully charged battery. Actual range may vary. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details.
Ready to illuminate your beauty routine? Introducing the Lit Up Highlight Stick from Westman Atelier. This translucent gel highlighter imparts skin with facial fresh, radiant clarity. Flattering, light-catching undertones and skin-firming ingredients leave a glassy, unforgettable finish. A quick, hydrating way to perk up dull skin. This multitasker does it all. Get glowy summer skin with Lit Up Highlight Stick, consciously crafted by Gucci Westman. Shop now at westman-atelier.com.
You've almost certainly been prescribed a medication before, but did you understand how it worked? The way your medication works in your body shouldn't be a mystery. Learn how VYVGART Hytrulo, efgartigimod alpha, and hyaluronidase QVFC works by visiting vyvgart.com/MOA. That's VYVGART.com/MOA. Brought to you by Argenix.
So after everything Therese has been through, for it to go out like this is just so... when you think about it, think about that family. Think about the loss of their parents. Teresa going to jail. She went to jail. Her brother, the relationship. She's never going to talk to her brothers anymore. She got on the stage. She's like, read her journal. I mean, it was very funny, but she read her journal. Like
her reading her journal was hilarious. Because she almost couldn't read her own journal. I would love, listen, I would love to get like a reading
like the vagina monologues with people reading Teresa's journal. Oh, would be hilarious.
That would be awesome.
Amazing.
Hak-tua.
No, babe, you can't start it like that.
No, that was the new opening I was telling you about. Hak-tua, welcome to Rappaport's
Reality.
You can't
do it. Now that I know what it means, you really can't start like that.
You don't think that's an appropriate way to start?
No, absolutely not. Especially not when we're sitting in the bed.
All right, welcome to Rappaport's Reality. My name is Michael Rappaport.
I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And this is Rappaport's Reality, the reality TV popular culture Rappaport's actual reality relationship podcast that the world has been screaming, yelling, and craving. Well, we are here.
Yes, we are.
And we are doing this podcast not from our luxurious podcasting studio. We are actually doing today's podcast from our bedroom.
I don't know. In the bed. I don't know how we got here. You know, you wanted to do it from my office, which was not the right soundproofing because it's very empty.
Echoey.
Usually we do it in your podcast studio downstairs, but now we're in our bedroom.
We're in our bedroom because you have a headache stomach ache.
Yeah.
Slash possible COVID situation.
I diagnosed myself. No, because the headache.
You gave yourself all sorts of diagnoses.
No, you know why? It's just I feel jet lag. The headache feels like when I had COVID. That's why I said maybe I have COVID. It's like this weird headache.
Well, Jordan Winter of the Dust Brothers,
our producer.
He had COVID.
Recently?
He just had COVID.
He did?
He beat it like a fucking bad habit.
Wow.
But, he had COVID. And he was shut down. So, you know, who knows? But how do you feel in this moment?
I feel okay. I'm a professional. And so I'm going to on with the show, as they say.
Duress.
But
podcasting.
I don't know why we're sitting in the bed. People could see us, we're sitting in our bed.
We're not laying in the bed.
No,
we're sitting
just up.
Sitting on top of the bed. I'm really disappointed. I tried to surprise you with that new cold opening, that Hak-tua.
No, it's disgusting. I don't understand the whole phenomenon. I just think it's really weird. I think society is falling apart.
Do you think she's a plant? Because like sometimes like when somebody gets that kind of success, it's like this was a plant, an industry plant, and she's going to be, you know, like campaigning for this one or that one. Do you think she's a plant?
I don't know. I mean, what, she's going to tell everybody to vote for blue or something like
vote
that?
Vote blue.
It's just like, you know, it's just
I bet you they've reached out to her. Somebody has reached out to her about doing something. You know what's crazy? I talked about this. There's going to be a couple of crossover theme segments from I Am Rappaport on today's Rappaport's reality podcast, the great Dr. Ruth Westheimer, who, if you are our age or maybe a little younger, she was so much a part of the popular culture regime from the 80s, 90s, up until the 2000s. The great Dr. Ruth Westheimer has passed away, but I remember her like on Johnny Carson. I remember her on Letterman. I remember her on the David Brenner
Donahue show.
All of it. She was on every show.
She was phenomenal. My mom said that she got her sexual awakening from Dr. Ruth. She didn't know about sex until it was Dr. Ruth. I was like, well, that's really... that's sad, especially my mom's a Scorpio, and I was like, how is that? But yeah, Dr. Ruth is incredible.
It's sad that your mom got her sexual awakening from a little
Jewish woman.
Tiny little Jewish woman. Yeah. But she passed away, lived a long life, always seemed just genuinely happy to talk, share all things about positive sexuality, positive sharing your sex.
And at the time, too, at the time she was talking about it, it was incredible. What an inspiration. She was a sniper in the Haganah, which was the IDF.
I didn't know that.
That, you know, this is an incredible woman, an inspiration, and
the
really
segue,
powerful.
Though, is that we've gone from Dr. Ruth Westheimer talking openly in a very sort of, you know, a giggly, fun, safe way, talking on mainstream TV about sex, to the Haktua girl.
Yeah, to the spitting on a dick girl.
Yeah, the Haktua spit on that thing. It's amazing.
It's gross.
The
yeah.
limitations have just been stripped down. You can say literally anything.
Yeah, the world's gone to hell in a handbag real quick.
But we love the great Dr. Ruth Westheimer, and I'm happy for the Haktua girl.
Yeah, you know, whatever there was a little it takes, but I just...
There was a five-minute little documentary on her. She's just
really?
A regular... Yeah, she's like a poor... Like, she got kind of a tough... Like, it's kind of a crazy only in America, only on social media in 2024
Yeah, you know, I'm not hating on her. I don't understand what... it takes to become, like, what are the things, who puts the thumbprint on who becomes successful, why? Well, I don't get it. But it's okay. Good for her. She got, like, 30 to appear somewhere. Where was it? She made an appearance. You said she got $30,000.
Yeah, $30,000 to do an appearance somewhere. She's selling tires. She's American. She's only in America.
Great. Good for her.
We're going to just jump into all things reality TV, all things popular culture. I feel like cueing the music from The Doors. This is the end.
Oh, man.
Matter of fact, Miles Jordan, play a little of the great Jim Morrison and The Doors singing This is the End.
This is the end, beautiful friend. This is the end, my only friend, the end. Of our elaborate plans, the end.
It is the end. Unfortunately, we are coming to the end of The Real Housewives of New Jersey, not of the end of this season.
The end. Andy said on Radio Andy, someone called in and said, you know, listen, it's getting too toxic and they got to go and you got to reboot it just like you did New York. And you know what? He agreed. He said, we're on the same page.
He knows what he was doing.
I know.
He knows if somebody's calling and bringing that up. He knows if he's answering like that.
The audience is not with it. And it's sad.
It's really sad. And I'm going to be straight up. I can't place all the blame on her. But Teresa Giudice and Melissa Gorga, but I got to say Teresa Giudice is the reason why the show cannot sustain itself. Because Teresa Giudice has been so toxic and hasn't been able to see the big picture and has been so divisive and has caused so many allegiances. And like, it's like you're on the good team or on the bad team. You're on Team Teresa and you're not. And
I'm going to stop you. How? How is it just her?
I'm not saying Melissa's not responsible.
And Joey, like it's the three of them. They're all equally responsible. You have to go back.
But everybody,
go back to when their parents were alive in the fighting. It's all of them. It really, really is. And then when she was married, it's not just Teresa, babe.
But the last two, let's say two seasons, I could just say two. It's probably could go into the last three seasons. But this season and last season, this, like, you're either with me or you are against me, and I'm not speaking. And I know Melissa's a part of that. I know Joe Gorga's a part of it. But I feel like Teresa, you know, just with the girls, forget Joe.
Okay.
Just with the girls, they got Jen Fessler all whacked out of her mind. They got Jen Aiden whacked out of her mind. They got Margaret.
I'm going to blame Jen Aiden. I would blame her more in the last two seasons, really, really, really getting in the middle, than I would blame Teresa, because I don't think Teresa is smart enough.
That's what I'm saying. You can't have a leader who...
Well, she's a star. She's a star.
She's
I
a
would
star.
Say she's a leader. She's
a
star.
But she's also like, I'm the leader. You know, during the reunion, she was like, remember she tried to fire Melissa Gore because she's like, you're not coming back.
You're not coming back. Right.
And but I'm just saying, like, she's the leader. She's a star.
But they've all been doing it long enough to know. They all know what they're doing. You know, when they're on the show, they know what to do to keep the job. Like, they know. Like, come on, guys. You guys know what to do. Like,
it's out of Dolores' hands.
Yeah, it's just so dumb. It's like, you guys know what to do to keep the job. Your family, like...
They can't do it.
They can't do it. You got your ego and your
pride.
Well,
now the show's done. They did it to themselves.
They did it to themselves.
And I feel bad because I know Dolores likes doing the show.
I know.
And I know that the other ones, I'm sure they all, part of them like doing the show, but I think... You're right. I can't say it's all Teresa.
You can't. Don't blame it
all
on her.
I love the great Teresa Giudice.
I love her. She's a star. I'm not saying she's like, you know, she's not a rocket scientist, but like, she is the star. And listen, Melissa and Joe are smart. Like, they all know what they're doing. They know how to keep the job. These are professionals. How many seasons? 14 seasons this show's been on, right?
14 seasons.
Something like that.
Like, it's over.
It's over.
We're declaring it. Andy hasn't said it. Bravo hasn't said it.
It's obvious.
It's over.
It's so upsetting. But by the way, last night when we were watching, I was like, Danielle's a star. This is a TV star.
Danielle's great.
She's great. I mean, it's a bummer 2 years in and it's going to be over for her. I have a feeling Danielle will stay. The Fudas will stay. They could stay.
No, they're not. They're going to revamp the whole thing.
You think? I don't know.
It is a bummer because Danielle's great.
She's great. She's great TV. Her family, her kids, her relationship with her husband. She's got all the elements. She's got relationship with her dad. There's a husband that's going to try to help.
I mean, maybe she will. Maybe they won't do a total revamp in Jersey, or maybe they'll do the Real Housewives of Staten Island. I don't know. But
Dolores could have her own thing. I mean, listen, I don't know.
It's really, really disappointing.
I'm bummed about
it. And this season, I got to tell you, like, I love it. I'm entertained, but it's like a merry-go-round. It's just the same thing going around and around. And obviously the Daniela fight and the Jen Aiden fight, it was exciting.
It's not even exciting. Babe, when they're in the dressing room and there's five, you know, they're taking a 5-minute break from the Namaste Bitches live podcast. And Danielle walks out and she looks at...
She goes, you
look like shit.
She's good.
I mean, it's good, but it's like another level of like mob wives. Like, they didn't even go
Danielle,
there.
Danielle brings that mob wives energy. She brings that Big Ange. What was the other one we liked from Mob Wives? The one who was like, she was really scary.
The Algerian. The Albanian chick.
I know people, whatever her name is. Yeah, that was Mob Wives had a good run too, but it was, again, it's just too wacky. And Big Ange was, I mean, when Big Ange came on the television, she was talk about a star.
That's a star.
Big Ange was a star, R.I.P.
You hear more and more about identity theft in the news every day. Maybe that's because so much of your personal information is out of your control. Like your insurance provider that has your social security number and your favorite retailer that has your payment details. If they get breached, your information is vulnerable. Fortunately, there's LifeLock. LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed, or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. That's 40% off your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Have you made the switch to Knix? Millions of women have made the switch to the revolutionary period underwear from Knix. That's K-N-I-X. Period panties from Knix are like no other, making them the number one leak-proof underwear brand in North America. They're comfy, stylish, and absorbent, perfect for period protection from your lightest to your heaviest days. They look, feel, and machine wash just like regular underwear, but feature incognito protection that has you covered. You can shop sizes from extra small to 4XL. Choose from all kinds of colors, prints, and different styles, from bikinis to boy shorts, thongs to high-rise. You've got to try NYX. See why millions are ditching disposable, wasteful period products and have switched to NYX. Go to knix.com and get 15% off with promo code TRY15. That's knix.com, promo code TRY15 for 15% off life-changing period underwear. That's knix.com.
Ready to illuminate your beauty routine? Introducing the Lit Up Highlight Stick from Westman Atelier. This translucent gel highlighter imparts skin with facial fresh, radiant clarity. Flattering, light-catching undertones and skin-firming ingredients leave a glassy, unforgettable finish. A quick, hydrating way to perk up dull skin. This multitasker does it all. Get glowy summer skin with Lit Up Highlight Stick, consciously crafted by Gucci Westman. Shop now at westman-atelier.com.
It's just sad. It's just there's no reunion. There's no closure. Obviously, they keep saying, well, the last episode is kind of like a reunion and it closes the story. And I personally think, I don't know, man. I don't, what's going to happen? They're going to revamp. And you know how long it's going to take to revamp it? Or they're probably soft casting now. They're doing things behind the scenes.
Andy already knows. Writing's on the wall.
But I don't like that. This is like really like disappointing.
Yeah.
It's disappointing for them to go out like this.
Terrible. So after everything Teresa's been through, for it to go out like this is just so horrible. When you think about it, think about that family. Think about the loss of their parents. Teresa going to jail. She went to jail. Her brother, the relationship. She's never going to talk to her brothers anymore. She got on the stage. She's like, read her journal. I mean, it was very funny, but she read her journal. Like
her reading her journal was because she almost couldn't read her own journal. I would love, listen, I would love to get like a reading.
Like the vagina monologues with people reading Teresa's journal would be hilarious.
That would be awesome.
Amazing.
That would be, that would be great. But I was saying, I can't remember what it's called. I would like to see what grade level she reads at.
Right.
I can't speak at. And not like I'm a great speaker because I just prove I can.
It's funny because the camera angle caught her like journal, like the size that she writes in. Like it was really written really big. Like she writes very big.
Does she
big.
Have good handwriting?
Yeah, it looked very neat, but it was very big. Her like
block letters.
Yeah.
I love Teresa Giudice.
She's the best.
She's fucking great, man.
She's great.
It really.
She can't leave television. This is terrible for me.
But
I mean,
you know what?
Really
without a whole thing around her, she can't carry a show on her own. She could pop up on other shows. She can't orchestrate a whole show on her own. She can't do it. She's just herself.
I don't know what you mean by that. Because
not performing. She's just her fucking self.
That's great, though. What are you talking about? She could have a reality show with Louis and their family and her life. Are you crazy? Yeah, of course she can.
But they need the drama. Like, we don't want to say, oh, our love bubble and all. That's not interesting.
Yeah. No.
That is just not that interesting. No,
it could be with her and her kids and Louis. And like, they could have a show. They
is
could
she
still
on
have
Traitors? Did they say she? No, Dolores is on Traitors.
Dolores is on Traitors. They could have a show.
I don't know where you insert. Well, I got to be honest.
There's MILF Manor. Teresa could have a show. What are you talking about?
By the way, we watched about 15 or 20 minutes of...
I can't do it.
MILF Manor is even below our standards.
Listen, we do all of them, though. We could do all of them. We've done Love Island. By the way, Love Island is the number one streaming show on television. Number one.
And I don't get... Now, I'll watch some Love Island.
I love it. I don't know why you say it. It's so good.
Is it?
I love it. I think it's great. By the way, win, win, win. Ariana can't lose. I'm so happy for her because she can't. She's just winning, winning, winning.
Do you think...
By the way, babe, did you see the video of... Oh, boy. Why am I forgetting his name? That's how much he doesn't mean anything.
Who? Not Ben Affleck.
No,
please, we're not talking about Ben Affleck. Not J-Lo?
No, what's his name?
Mark
Ariana's
Anthony?
Ariana's ex-boyfriend.
Tom
Sandoval.
Her ex, Tom Sandoval?
Yeah.
His live?
And his new, yes.
Yeah, he's a... Wait. Before we get to that, I just want to just finish up what we're saying about MILF Manor. We have friends, Tammy and Alan. They watch MILF Manor.
They're hard for it.
And there's other people. Dean, my friend Dean, a.k.a. the young shooter from the I Am Rapport Serial podcast.
Dean and Alice, I guess.
They go hard for MILF Manor. Maybe it's because our standards are so high or we can only take so much.
I don't think our standards are that high.
Babe, our standards are pretty high. We watch these shows like, you know the Criterion Collection where they show like all the great movies? It's like a Criterion Collection, if you don't know, it was like, they used to take laser discs and DVDs and they would take like classic movies like Casablanca or like Goodfellas and they would
Raging Bull and all these
kinds of like great movies, Chinatown, and they would, you know, it was the elite of the elite. Like our
and the director would talk over the movie and describe
the greatness of the film. Like I feel like we're Criterion Collection of reality TV show. Now, I'm not going to say there's not an audience and people, certain people can't enjoy, and I can't understand why certain people enjoy MILF Manor. I'm just saying maybe we don't have enough bandwidth to go into MILF Manor.
Yeah, we're full already of the junk food. Is that what you're
saying?
Full to the brim. Yeah, because when I was watching, I was like, whoa.
Because you got uncles with their nephews fathers and sons and brothers and they're making out with, and it's just like, what the hell is this? And I gotta protect what I have left.
Of our souls.
My souls and like my integrity. No disrespect to the fans of MILF Manor. No disrespect.
I get it. It's fully entertaining, but we can only do so much.
Yeah,
that's what it is.
So maybe it's that, and we can only do so much.
And also, we're behind on some things, so we have to save some room for.
But like when you turn on an episode of Below Deck, I don't feel any shame at all. Like Below Deck is a good show. Below Deck Yachting is a good show. Yeah. Below Deck Mediterranean, these are good shows.
Right. Yes.
Like, I don't feel shame or embarrassment. When I was watching that 15 to 20 minutes of MILF Manor, I was like...
Especially that one lady that's overly tan, the white lady that was like, hi-fi the black dude, that old white wrinkly lady.
Wild.
I was like, oh no, I cannot do
And they
do
made
that.
Out, and like, they, and they're, the, like, and they're like, the jacuzzi kiss. And the...
Oh man, I was like, and then the dad was with and his son was in the room with
the
lady.
And somebody's uncle and the nephew, and they're trying to go up to the same.
This is too much.
How do you just get over that at Thanksgiving? Like when you go, like, and the whole family gets together, there's got to be some. Come on.
Yeah.
I mean, there's another show that you're watching that I watch, like, it's like elevator music. What is it?
Perfect Match.
Perfect Match.
I know. I don't know why you don't like that one. But there's a bunch of these young people on the beach in bathing suit shows.
But the thing about Netflix is they have, like, a rotating cast of people. There's Love is Blind, obviously. The Ultimatum. There's Queer Love. The Ultimatum, Marry or Move.
I watch all of them,
though. Too Hot to Handle.
Oh, yeah.
And from what I got from Perfect Match is like
the cast is stupid. The thing I was saying about Perfect
Match. It's like the Battle of the Network Stars.
Yes, exactly. And that's why I love it, because it's all about casting.
But they each other on one show and then they're mad at each other on another show.
I know, but this is why the casting is very important. And there's some skill to the show in terms of casting.
For sure.
It could win an award in casting.
The casting is great.
There's some skill there. So I like that, you know. And young people, you know, trying to make a perfect match is interesting.
But are they actually trying to do that?
No. It's fuck fest. This is what it is. Yeah. Yeah.
It's a fuck fest.
Yes, exactly.
It's a fuck fest. Yeah, they go from show to show. Yes. And like...
And it's so mean of us. Why is it mean of us? Because MILF Manor's just older people. You know, the dad with the sons liking older
women.
It's
not mean. I'm
watching young people swap. So what? With each other, you know, friends. It's like, you know, we're being judgmental.
No, I don't think we're being judgmental. I do not. We're not judging the people. We are judging the people.
Yeah,
we're judging the show. We're allowed to judge the show. And if I have high standards and I refuse to, you know, bend my standards, that doesn't mean I'm judging the show. It just means maybe I'm a reality TV snob.
Stop. That's it. That's what we are.
Do you consider?
I think we are, because
are you a reality TV snob?
I do, because I won't go deep into the, like, my 600 pound life. I won't go into
some,
like,
people love 600
I know,
pound.
And I won't go deep. But we started off with 90 Day Fiance during the pandemic. We kind of fell off of that. Or like the, what's the one with the mom, the, you know, the overprotective mom one, or the, some of these TLC ones, they don't do it for me. There's a ton of them that we just won't do.
Let me ask you a hard hitting question. Do you feel like we are missing out because we haven't been on the train of 90 Day Fiance? Part of me feels like,
yes,
we have missed out on a good time.
We have.
Because we haven't rode that 90 Day Fiance train. And the people that ride that 90 Day Fiance train, they're like,
they seem happy.
They seem very, very happy. Yeah. And there's a part of me that feels like, I wish we had been on that.
Yes.
Like, we got our tickets early.
Yeah.
But now I feel like it's
too late. You know, it's too late because it branches off to, say, you know, 90 days after, and after the after, and before the after. Like, so I feel like jumping in now, although I caught it, when Tammy and Alan were there, and I jumped in and I was like, oh, I remember them. Oh, and that's her and that's him, and they're
again,
still there.
You don't have to be a rocket scientist.
No, I mean, but all the same people, same players are still around. So I think if we jump back in, we'd be in the know.
But I like the fuck fest. I'd rather go with the fuck fest shows. The one thing I'll say about 90 Day Fiance is that the episodes are so long.
Yeah, they're long. They're we have to get on the app thing where you don't have to watch the commercials.
And just catch up.
But I like, see,
if there's another pandemic, that's something we should mark
let's
down.
Let's not knock
I'm just
on
saying,
wood. Let's
if there is another
there.
Pandemic.
Yeah, there's always that. There's always a pending pandemic.
Because I was a Big Ed's ass during the pandemic.
No, we loved it. That's what saved us. But we also are into the Love is Blind, Married at First Sight. Those are good.
And we have The Bachelorette, which is starting.
We didn't watch that.
But we're going to get into that. And I don't know. I feel like there's only so many hours in the day.
We have no time. And also, there's a thing with you traveling and I have to wait for you. So, what can you do?
You are listening to Rappaport's Reality. We will be right back.
Have you made the switch to Knix? Millions of women have made the switch to the revolutionary period underwear from Knix. That's Knix. Period panties from Knix are like no other, making them the number one leak-proof underwear brand in North America. They're comfy, stylish, and absorbent, perfect for period protection from your lightest to your heaviest days. They look, feel, and machine wash just like regular underwear, but feature incognito protection that has you covered. You can shop sizes from extra small to 4XL. Choose from all kinds of colors, prints, and different styles, from bikinis to boy shorts, thongs to high-rise. You've got to try Knix. See why millions are ditching disposable, wasteful period products and have switched to Knix. Go to knix.com and get 15% off with promo code TRY15. That's knix.com, promo code TRY15 for 15% off life-changing period underwear. That's KNIX.com.
Ready to illuminate your beauty routine? Introducing the Lit Up Highlight Stick from Westman Atelier. This translucent gel highlighter imparts skin with facial fresh, radiant clarity. Flattering, light-catching undertones and skin-firming ingredients leave a glassy, unforgettable finish. A quick, hydrating way to perk up dull skin. This multitasker does it all. Get glowy summer skin with Lit Up Highlight Stick, consciously crafted by Gucci Westman. Shop now at westman-atelier.com.
Attention parents and grandparents. Is your child struggling to ride a bike or ready to start? Meet Guardian Bikes, the easiest, safest, and quickest bikes for kids to learn on. Kids are learning to ride in just one day, no training wheels needed. What sets Guardian Bikes apart? Designed especially for stability, they're low to the ground with a wide wheelbase and ultra-lightweight frames, offering superior control and balance. This design gives young riders the ability to learn in just one day without tears or frustration. Guardian bikes are the only kids' bikes designed and assembled in a USA factory, ensuring top-notch quality and durability. They were also featured on Shark Tank and are the New York Times Wirecutter Top Kids Bike Pick for 2024. Join the hundreds of thousands of happy families by getting a Guardian bike today. Visit guardianbikes.com to save up to 25% off bikes, no code needed. Plus, receive a free bike lock and pump with your first purchase after signing up for the newsletter. That's guardianbikes.com. Happy riding!
another crossover theme, another crossover segment, an excellent reality TV show. Now, this isn't a fuckfest. This isn't a MILF Manor.
This is where we go highbrow on everyone.
This is
where we go elitist.
Receiver.
Yes.
On Netflix.
Excellent.
You're like, wait, what is that? Receiver? Is this about like, you know, giving, taking during sex? No.
No.
It has nothing to do about giving or taking during sex. Receiver is the second season of a series of shows that I could see going into linebacker, going into running back.
Tight ends.
All of it. And it is produced by Peyton Manning, and it is Receiver. It follows a group of the top NFL receivers all through last season, and it's so well done.
Excellent.
So fascinating, so well shot.
Ugh.
And you get to know these NFL wide receivers and tight end. George Kittle's actually a tight end.
Uh-huh.
And it's George Kittle of the San Francisco 49ers.
My favorite person.
Great personality.
Yes. He's a superstar.
He's like for those of you who don't know, he plays the same position as Travis Kelce. Everybody knows who Travis Kelce is.
Because of the Swiftie. If you're a Swiftie, you know Travis Kelce.
So George Kittle's on the San Francisco 49ers. Debo Samuel.
Also on the 49ers.
And has one of the cutest kids.
Ugh.
I think his name is Tyson.
Tyson, yeah.
So cute.
I call him Little Debo.
And he runs like him, and he's so freaking cute. And you get to follow him, Devontae Adams, Justin Jefferson, Amon St. Brown,
wow.
Who's got a great family.
Brother also plays for
the Chicago Bears.
Uh-huh.
And you just get to, it just goes to show that if casting and storytelling.
That's it.
Like we said with reality TV, everybody has a story.
Everyone has a story.
And if you pick the right people and you know how to get the story out of it, I mean, you could do this on any player in the NFL.
You can make anything interesting, by the way.
You
right.
literally can.
Yeah.
Now, whether you want to watch it a la MILF Manor, that's up to you. But Receiver, whether you're a football fan or not.
Doesn't matter, though. Now I mean, I love football, but
you love football?
Okay,
do you love the players?
I sometimes
like, is this like a soft porn we're watching for you? Like, why are you like, because you love football, then like, I'm like, watch the games with me. I'm like,
well, because the games, it's so long. And you watch the game in a really different, by the way, you're always, because of fantasy football, you take the fun out of it. And also when you're watching the games, you always have the red zone on and it's all the things going on. I always say, let's watch one game and watch the whole game. You turn me off when you have to, you're doing
That's
fantasy.
True.
And so it's not that fun for me to watch a game. I love football. Because football, it has a place in my heart. As a kid growing up with my Mary and Pat, my godparents, they always had it on. So football, the sound of it, the feel of it, that time of year, it's so meaningful to my life. Receiver is such a good show. You know me, it's like the Sweethearts, the Dallas,
yes,
DCC,
same thing.
I love any show, same with the Quarterback Show, also a great show.
That was the first season of it. Last year it followed Patrick Mahomes, who is the quarterback who throws the ball to Travis Kelce, for those of you who know nothing about football.
These are great shows. Why do I like those shows? Because I like anybody who works hard at anything. That's why the cheerleaders things. It's like this inspirational, meaningful thing where somebody has a goal at something and they work their ass off to get it is so inspiring to me. I just love it.
It also shows their personalities, and George Kittle's very fun.
Oh, this
very
guy,
lighthearted,
I would love
so
to
positive
meet him.
And plays so tenaciously, but you know, when they're mic'd up on the field, because they have all access, this Netflix show, you know, like sometimes it looks like he's like, fuck you. He's having fun the whole, it's like literally, he's literally like a wrestler.
Yeah.
He has like a wrestler personality, but he's playing in the NFL.
And because I was an athlete, I understand that mentality. And I just love it. Anyway, my favorite show right now on television.
It's really good. And we're slow burning it because I don't want it to end.
Not want it to end.
It's really, really.
It's like how I feel about Hard Knocks.
And which is another show which we watch every season. And they have Hard Knocks, which we just started watching. Hard Knocks off season with the New York Giants, which isn't as great as Hard Knocks training camp, but it's still really interesting, and you get to know these people and their passion, and it's sort of like almost like a business show. Hard Knocks offseason, you really get to understand the business of football,
right?
And the minutia and the contracts,
absolutely,
and all that stuff. But those are two great shows. I don't care if you're into MILF Manor, 90 Day Fiance, My 600 Pound Life. These are two great reality TV shows that are currently on Receiver on Netflix. You could also watch Quarterback on Netflix, and HBO's Hard Knocks offseason with the New York Giants. Great shows, great personalities, a lot of fun, and you like the guys.
Yeah.
Babe, they're 22 years old.
I do not care. I do like the guys. I like the hard bodies, and I feel like your body's looking really great, babe. I got to compliment you on your almost abs.
You see
because
it.
I see it coming because we're days off sugar. I don't know how many days, but let's just say.
We're four days off sugar.
It's showing, and I want to encourage you. Although I have those cookies downstairs that I could make, but I'm holding off.
Homemade cookies aren't as bad as fucking, I mean, listen.
Listen, I'm going to, let's do Sunday, cheat day.
No.
Why?
Because it's Wednesday. It's Wednesday when we're recording this podcast.
So when can we have cheat day?
Today. I mean, tomorrow.
You ain't got no willpower. What are you talking about?
The other day you had the butter out and you got sick. I was too tired.
Yeah. No, we should make, let's wait. You're doing good. I swear, I could tell already. You have inflammation. You get inflamed very quickly. You look so good. And the other day when you had to go to the city and you put your suit on, you look so handsome.
I know.
You're doing
really good. I know we're trying the food because when we were in Israel.
Oh, man.
Babe, we were drinking at some days.
Coke Zeros are bad.
They're not good for you. And shout out to my cousin Ira, who swears by Coke Zeros. He thinks Coke Zero's like a water.
I know.
They can't be good
for you. I know, but I do it there for some reason because it's like, it keeps me off of like eating sugar. Like, it's like a little treat. Like, it's bad, but it can't be good. Oh, by the way, on Receiver, when the dad said,
Amon St. Brown's father is a former bodybuilder. He's like Serena and Venus's father.
He's
literally
amazing.
But he's not as intense as them, but you know he's just an eccentric bodybuilder from the 80s and the 90s, and right.
he recommends when you're feeling low and you don't have energy, drink a Coke. I thought that was so funny because I was like, who recommends drinking a Coke when you, not a Gatorade, but a Coke? But yeah, but when we're in Israel, I for some reason they're like, everybody drinks Coke Zeros, or yeah, it's like a thing. People are like really into Coke Zeros. You would think that's terrible. Like, it's really bad for you.
Coke Zero can't be good for you.
We obviously know it's really bad for you, but for some reason, when we're there, we drink them. It's weird. Like, we're drinking Coke Zeros. Anyway.
Yo, when I was on the plane, babe, I had three Coke Zeros.
I could see it's disgusting. I know. It's really bad. So anyway, we're trying to be very good with the no sugar. Well, I got some fruit. I have some cherries that we could bust out if we want some sugar. But yes, you're doing good and your abs are coming out. I see you were flexing for me the other day. It was cute. You were really cute. You're so cute. All right. Well,
babe, the one thing I have to talk about, and I've been reluctant to talk about it, and I know you don't like me talking about women and their looks, but this got into a crisis situation.
Hmm.
This girl, what is her name? Bianca Sensori?
Kanye's wife.
Is it his wife?
I guess they're married. Yeah, they're married. It's really... I saw a picture of her the other day. It said they were coming from the movies and she was ass naked. And I was like, first of all, it's cold in the movie theater. I mean, I always bring a sweater and socks or whatever. She had her vagina was out. Like, you could see it. She was probably sitting on... Do you know what the kind of things, if you brought a blue light into the movie theater, the shit that you would find on a seat in a movie theater? That's all I could think about. It's like, what's on a movie theater seat? And this woman had her ass out. Her whole body is out naked in the movie theater, number one. Number two, she looks like a sex slave. He's prancing around a woman half naked. She looks doe-eyed and scared like she is he's sex trafficking her. This is not dope. This is not cute.
It's not sexy.
He's got his daughter around her. By the way, there was a thing in the Daily Mail saying that she may get, arrested
for lewd conduct.
Arrested and put on a list for who knows.
And they need to arrest her. I'm so tired of this guy and his antics. And this girl, I don't know if she thinks it's like we're art and like we're living the art. You look totally ridiculous. You look totally uncomfortable. There's nothing sexy.
No.
There's nothing cute. This is not art. This is not fun.
She looks sloppy, piggish.
It's just disgusting.
Yeah, and she looks like a slob.
And she like she doesn't smile. She doesn't look like she's having fun.
No, she looks like she's trapped in a by a cuckoo person. It's disgusting. She looks gross.
Can I say lock her up? Lock her up?
Yeah, lock
Hashtag
her up.
Lock her up.
Lock her up.
And they need to lock her up and lock his ass up.
Yeah.
I don't like it. And the fact that you're telling me that she was dressed like that going to the movies, like a regular movie theater?
Yeah, like a movie theater.
And then, because in the winter they wear like garbage bags.
Yeah.
Right? You saw them in like the garbage bags?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Like, you're just going to go out to the movie theater. Like, do they go get popcorn when they're there? Like, hey, can I get a large Coke Zero, some M&Ms and some Milk Duds and maybe like a popcorn?
Yeah,
like,
with her ass out.
It's disgusting.
Literally with see-through and the one picture, she literally walked out with just boobs out, just out with the little shorts on. I mean, this is just... What's wrong with her?
I don't know. And what's wrong with him? And like, and is this like some kind of like freak thing?
Well, we know he's crazy, but we don't know much about her. What's wrong with her?
And she doesn't speak. And like, isn't the sister like going out with somebody too? Like,
I don't know anything about her. I just see the pictures of her and she's an architect student.
Give me a break.
She's ridiculous. And it's, I don't blame, she's grown. She don't need to walk around like that. I don't blame him. Like, stop it. What's wrong with you?
Yeah, it's not cool. It's not
like
dope.
You know, when he was with Kim Kardashian, you could see he tried to change her style and dress her a certain way that he was. Okay.
Well, dress her. She's undressed.
So this is the thing. Like, you put clothes on Kim and you took clothes off of her. It's ridiculous.
Why don't you wear stupid enough
to go with it?
But why doesn't he wear nothing?
Yeah, he's fully dressed, almost too dressed. He's covering his face and he's got her ass naked. It looks ridiculous. And she's stupid enough to go along with it.
Yeah, I don't like it. And your daughter's around that shit.
No,
none of it is cool. None of it is dope, but the Rappaport's Reality is a fantastic podcast, and I want everybody to make sure they pass the link on to tell a friend about Rappaport's Reality, the podcast that the world asked for, the podcast that the world screamed for, all about popular culture, reality TV, and sort of living with the Rappaports. Yeah. Anyway, we're done. Love you, babe.
Love you, babe.
Am I doing the right thing with my finances? Am I saving enough? Can I buy a house? Am I paying too much in taxes? Will I be able to retire? Putting a financial plan together feels impossible. What if I told you there was another way? Take Facet's free financial wellness quiz to get your score and a snapshot of your current financial health. Visit Facet.com now and discover your financial wellness score today. That's FACET.com.
This ad is sponsored by Facet. Facet Wealth Incorporated is an SEC registered investment advisor. This is not an offer to buy or sell securities, nor is it investment, legal, or tax advice.
Amazon One Medical presents Painful Thoughts.
I could catch anything sitting in this doctor's waiting room. Ugh, a kid just wiped his runny nose on my jacket. And the guy next to me, sitting in a pool of perspiration, insists on sharing my armrest. Ugh.
Next time, make an appointment with an Amazon One Medical provider. There's no waiting and no sweaty guy. Amazon One Medical. Healthcare just got less painful.
Ready to illuminate your beauty routine? Introducing the Lit Up Highlight Stick from Westman Atelier. This translucent gel highlighter imparts skin with facial fresh, radiant clarity. Flattering, light-catching undertones and skin-firming ingredients leave a glassy, unforgettable finish. A quick, hydrating way to perk up dull skin. This multitasker does it all. Get glowy summer skin with Lit Up Highlight Stick, consciously crafted by Gucci Westman. Shop now at westman-atelier.com.